Welcome to the Post Game Plan. I'm your host, Ali Samani, and this is the career development home for all current as well as former professional athletes. We have a very special guest today. His name is J.R. Nicholas, and he's played 6 years in the NFL with the St. Louis Rams. He was named the fastest fullback in the NFL. He's also played in NFL Europa and won the World Bowl with the Frankfurt Galaxy, as well played for the Cleveland Browns, Oakland Raiders, and Kansas City Chiefs. He's currently a coach at Neuqua Valley High School and owner at Acceleration Sports Performance in Naperville. He's actually looking into the science behind training, and he's worked with over 500,000 athletes, including 2,500 Olympic and professional athletes at Acceleration Sports Performance. He's also a graduate of Western Illinois University in communications. We're really excited to have you, JR. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you've done a lot throughout your career. I'm very impressed by the working with 500,000 athletes. Obviously, you've learned how to understand the science behind sports and what makes athletes successful in terms from a training perspective. But before we head to that area, I'd love to know, you know, during your career, you graduated from Western Illinois University. So did you graduate prior to entering the NFL?
Yeah, I graduated in December. I wanted to graduate early, so I had some time to focus my training for the NFL.
Fantastic. Now, how do you think, I mean, just taking that first step forward as a rookie, how do you think having that degree helped you, you know, in your career in the NFL? Do you think it had any bearing or impact on your the way you interacted, the way you communicated with various individuals?
Oh, especially. I mean, first and foremost, it's all about goal setting. So being able to achieve a goal that you set, and my goal was to first get a degree, and then after a degree, move forward to the NFL. But, you know, the things that you learn in the classroom, the communication, the public speaking, all those things that communication degree taught me definitely helped me with the process of the interviews and all the public scrutiny that we get as athletes and things like that.
That's right. Now, I guess, you know, you had a six-year career in the NFL, and, you know, you had some great achievements. Obviously, being named fastest fullback in the NFL is an amazing compliment. Winning NFL Europa in the World Bowl with the Frankfurt Galaxy. When did you start thinking about life after sports throughout all those successes and, you know, the time in the NFL?
You know, you're playing and you don't really realize that the NFL, you know, they tell you that it stands for not for long, and you think it's not going to be you. So I think did a great job preparing myself for after career. I wish, looking back on it now, I would have done better. I thought I was going to play for, you know, 50 years and then and never have to work again. And I think every attitude, you know, of an athlete is that, because that's why we're so successful, because we believe we're the best and we're never going to fail at anything we do. It wasn't really till my last couple of years, I'd say, where I'm like, man, you know, I'm getting kind of old, getting hurt a lot. I got to start looking for other things. And then I started to train athletes during the off seasons, you know, found my passion towards that, and then started to really just fine tune what I want to do after my career.
So I guess just to rewind, you kind of said that, you know, you wish you would have prepared more, or you were sure that there were certain things that you could have done to be well equipped. What do you think those things were, and what could you have done to prepare better, do you think, in your eyes?
I wish I would have done internships. I think internships are a great thing. I wish I would have done it in college. I wish I would have done it, you know, when you're in the NFL, you know, you got that 16-week season, 17-week season, you got a long camp, but then for the most part, you're done at noon during the off season. You have from noon until 7 in the morning that next day to really spend time on post-career stuff. And, you know, for the most part, all of us, you know, don't go home and play video games, or, you know, we just hang out. And I wish I would have just done something, you know, maybe worked at another sports performance gym and learned from that trainer or something like that, which I did the last couple of years of my career, but I definitely, the first four, and then especially in college, I wish I would have taken advantage of those opportunities.
Wow. Okay. Now, so I guess transitioning to post-retirement, you know, you retired. How did you know what you wanted to do, and where did you discover the idea of potentially training other athletes? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, so that's the thing. If I would have done internships earlier, I think I could have fine-tuned.
Right.
I went to Ohio State initially, computer science, computer engineering, because what I wanted to do, I wanted to design, you know, EA Sports. I wanted to work for them and design Maddens and games.
Right.
Then, you know, you start to see computer code and how hard that is and how much time it takes. So then I went over to communications because then I wanted to do Super Bowl commercials. I wanted to do, you know, sports advertising. And that's still my love. But, you know, throughout my six-year career, you know, I found myself wanting to work out more than I wanted to play games. And I love the science behind training and how you can take an athlete who is maybe like a B-level athlete and make him an A-plus athlete and just based off his training. And so I really got a passion for that. One of the first athletes I ever trained was a guy. He was at NAIA school, and now he's a starting defensive tackle for the Cleveland Browns. So once you see those successes, you got addicted to them. So sports performance was perfect for me because I had my marketing and communication background, and then now I can use the training that I've learned during my career and a lot of the stuff that I did, you know, post-career, and put the two together.
Wow. Now, that's quite amazing. I mean, did you have anyone that you were in communication with that you saw was doing it successfully in terms of sports training and sports, you know, the technical side of preparing an athlete for their sporting event, or was it something that you kind of just thought about in your head?
I'd say every place that I was on a team, I'd go to the best athlete or the hardest working athlete and say, you know, I like what you do. Where do you train at outside of here?
Right.
So I'd go to those, and I'd pick his brain just more for my personal development.
Right.
Or did I want to pick up stuff, but then I would track everything, and I'm real organized with my personal workouts. You know, I trained myself for all the NFL combines. I didn't go to Florida or Arizona. You know, I did it myself, and I tracked my results. I tracked, you know, my progressions, if I was overtraining or undertraining. So, you know, it was easy for me to apply that to other athletes just because I used myself as a guinea pig.
Wow.
I'd say the hardest thing was applying the marketing and the advertising to the sports performance business, because it doesn't matter how good of a trainer I am, if no one knows about it, no one's coming through our doors.
So how did you overcome that obstacle?
You know, we did a lot of stuff that I applied and that I learned at Western for advertising and marketing. And I really think before, you know, Acceleration, nobody really did marketing and advertising for sports performance businesses. It was always just word of mouth.
Right.
So, you know, an athlete gets faster. Now he's faster than his friends. You know, those athletes go, hey, you know, Joe, what happened? How are you faster than everybody? And, oh, I went to Acceleration. And then those five went in. But we started doing a lot of just marketing material, a lot of stuff that Nike and Under Armour does, you know, with their training. You know, a lot of their stuff is focused around training. We did the same thing, but now we have a training center that these kids can go to after they see the marketing pieces and see the advertisements and the social media that we do.
Wow. Now, did you work with a partner to complete this, or is this something that you did alone?
Well, Chris Miner, he was at another center that I trained at in Chicago. And he had some, you know, him and his partner decided to go separate ways. So as soon as I retired in 2007, Chris and I decided to come together and kind of start fresh and create our own thing.
Great. Now, so I guess that partnership's still going strong. And what have you kind of realized with working with a partner? I guess it really correlates with, you know, when you're on a team, you're working with teammates as well, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a marriage. A business partnership is a marriage, and we have our ups and downs. You know, there's a lot of stuff we don't see eye to eye on, but, you know, the end result is, you know, we get it done and we meet in the middle with a lot of things. And, you know, you got to go with the flow with a lot of things and know, it is like having a team and being a leader of a team with our employees. We have over 6 trainers that we have to lead and always encourage them to be better versions of themselves.
Wow. Now, you also are a coach at a high school. Why did you go into coaching, and what was it about coaching that kind of drew you in?
I kind of like, you know, after I was retired, you know, I had that stage where I was like, you know, I'm done with football. I never want to see it again.
Right.
Because my last 2 years, I had some pretty serious injuries. So, you know, and then probably 2-3 months, you know, I just started missing it. I missed the game. Had to get involved. Couldn't do too much because a lot of my time was spent at Acceleration. So high school was perfect for me. A buddy coached at this high school, got me involved. And I've been there. I'm going on my 5th year of coaching. So I love it now. My first couple of years were hard, especially at the high school level, trying to coach a kid that didn't have the same passion and drive that I had when I was in high school and when I was in college. So it was frustrating to me that there was a lot of kids that maybe were just playing just to upgrade their girlfriend or for a letter jacket.
Right.
But at the end, I started to realize that, you know, everyone's playing for different reasons. I can just get them to buy in a little bit more than what they were and make them do a little bit more than what they would have done prior to me coaching them, and, you know, I'm a success.
That's fantastic, man. And how's that been going so far in terms of your team success?
My first 2 years, we didn't make the playoffs. My last 2 years, we made the playoffs. I'd say about 80% I coached the wide receivers, 80% of the wide receivers in the varsity roster are now in college.
Wow.
Which is, they're playing in college.
Wow.
So yeah. That's one thing I pride myself in is, you know, it's a prep for college, and I want these athletes to play in college because I think playing in college is a great experience. It's something that I think businesses like to see in student athletes. And I believe it keeps you focused during the year. Because now you're going to school for a lot more than just your school. You're going to be eligible and be a student athlete, and you're representing your school.
Exactly. Now, I think this correlates really well with our last segment of the show, which is you know, a pay it forward type of moment, and being a coach both to student athletes as well to professional athletes as you train them. What do you think is the one piece of, or one or two pieces of advice that you think would be, you know, best suited to someone that's listening, whether they're an aspiring athlete or current athlete or a former athlete, about transitioning from the game, life outside of the game, and how to prepare?
You know, just from personal experience, just don't live in a cave. Get out there, experience as many different things as you possibly can, meet as many people as you can, pick everybody's brain. There's so many options these days for athletes. You know, I have tons of buddies that are just doing tons of different things. And, you know, the thing is to prepare now and not prepare when the career is over. You know, in the NFL, you know, 4 years is the career span. You're behind the gun when you retire because you're 30. You know, I was 30 or 29, 28, and I'm competing for jobs with people that are fresh out of college that did an internship at that business.
Right.
So we're already behind on a lot of those things. So these athletes have to prepare better and know that they're not going to play forever. They have, you know, plenty of opportunities, and they're on a platform where they can meet and get these internships a lot more than just the average student.
Wow. And a last question that I have is just about entrepreneurship. I mean, you obviously had mentioned that you were competing with a number of different people that were just graduated, had done interns at the company that you were applying to. Why did you choose entrepreneurship as opposed to working for an organization?
I think athletes love to take risks. You know, the reason why athletes are successful because they're not afraid of failure. They want to lead instead of follow. So for me, it was, you know, why go and have a boss and do that. Where I want this to be my baby. I want to take something from scratch and grow it. But you know, a lot of athletes make the mistake of not doing it the smart way. So you know that they jump into something before they develop a game plan, before they develop a playbook. Athletes will never do that on the field. You never play on Friday or Saturday without preparation. I think a lot of athletes, because we are risk takers, as soon as they retire, they just jump into a business. But you didn't do that when you played. You practiced for weeks and weeks and years before you played that game. So I think they need to apply the same thing when it comes to business, because all athletes want to, you know, have their own thing when they retire, because that's just, you know, that's our nature. I think athletes got to do a better job doing it the right way.
Wow, man. Fantastic interview. JR, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to our audience. I really appreciate this interview. And just to tell our audience, where can they find you online right now? Information about your organization, Acceleration Sports Performance, and I guess where they can find you basically.
We're located in Naperville, Illinois, which is the western suburbs of Chicago. You can find us on www.accelerationpro.com, as well as Facebook Acceleration Pro, YouTube Acceleration Pro, and Twitter Acceleration Pro.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, JR. Really appreciate it. And you guys know that this interview is brought to you by the Post Game Plan. I'm your host, Ali Semeni, and you can find me on Twitter at ALYSOMA. JR, do you have a Twitter handle as well?
Yes, JR Niklos, NIKLOS.
Perfect. Thank you so much, JR. I really appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.